Hi, I'm Bill Corcoran Jr., and I'm your host for the On the Stacks podcast. Today, I'm chatting with Dr. Malcolm Conway from Conway Clinic. What's up, podcast episode 2? Malcolm Conway, welcome to the On the Stacks podcast. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming in. I think we should just jump right into it. So, you're a chiropractor.
I am.
And I want to, you know, start by saying, you know, asking you how did you get into this? Take me through it. Maybe start back at your schooling, college. Where did you go to college? And kind of just maybe take me through it.
Okay. So, well, my dad's been a doctor for about 35 years, so it's always kind of been a passion of mine, kind of helping people in sports. So I started my background with I went to Syracuse University, and I was a part of their football team, and then I also, after 2 years, some coaching things changed. So mm-hmm. I transferred to Temple, played my last 2 years there.
And you played football there too?
Yeah.
That's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So it was a great experience, especially for like down the line of what we do now, being able to relate to athletes to be like, sure. I understand what it's like to go through 2-a-days and all that. And then after Temple, I moved to Atlanta to go to Life University for chiropractic school, finished school down there, and then worked a little bit, and then my wife and I moved to Denver, Colorado.
Okay.
We worked there for about 2 years, and then we returned back to NEPA in about 2 years ago.
Okay.
So it's been a whirlwind for a while.
So you worked in Atlanta, then you worked out in
Denver.
Denver.
Yep.
And then you came back to NEPA. Why is that?
Well, I always wanted to work with my father. He's had a practice here for about 35 years, so I really wanted to learn. He's one of the best docs I've ever seen, honestly. I mean, I know I sound biased, but I always wanted to learn from him, and I thought it would be incredibly dumb not to take the opportunity to learn as much as I can from him and to, you know, create more of our practice going forward.
Definitely. And obviously, you know, you and your father, so you're a family business,
mm-hmm.
which is really neat.
Yeah.
And you're the second generation.
Right.
So talk a little bit about that. You know, how's it, you know, you've been working with your dad for a few years now. How's that going?
We work really well together. A lot of people always ask us, you know, how do you get along all the time? Does it work? And we've always had a really good relationship, whether it be from, you know, him helping out with sports or anything with that. So when we work together in the office, we work as a team, and it really is a family business because my mom is a part of the practice. She's been a nurse even longer than my dad's been a chiropractor. And my sister is our business manager. So my wife does our marketing.
It's a whole family affair.
Yeah.
Everyone's involved.
A one-of-a-kind, like, family, you know, in quotes, practice business. So
that's great. You mentioned before, you know, being able to relate to athletes on the field, being that you played football in college. I also did a little bit of research, and I see that you guys do treat some professional athletes, and I have to mention you guys work with players in the NBA, the NFL, NHL, MLB, and others. That's incredible.
Yeah.
And you got to tell me a little bit about that, because I never knew that somebody in NEPA did that. That's incredible. Tell me about it.
It's definitely a little bit different than a lot of people don't know that our office does that. We've had people travel as far as Switzerland and Moscow, and not like up the road Moscow in Northeast PA, like Moscow,
you're talking
Russia.
Halfway around the world.
Yeah. So we've had hockey players come from all over the world. I think at this point we've got about 30 of the 50 states that people have traveled from to our office, which is crazy to little old Kingston, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. It's really impressive. Why is that? Why did they come here?
Results. Our office definitely gets results. I mean, we push our patients, but they're always willing to work hard to get better. Nobody likes to be in pain, so that's our job, is to get people out of pain. And my dad worked with I've basically been trying to, you know, I hope to be half the doctor he ever is in life, but he's been doing this, like I said, for about 35 years. He's worked with professional athletes and teams for as long as I've been alive. He started as the team doctor for Myers High School.
Okay.
And then had a couple athletes that he started training. They went to Division I schools, got into the pros, and then it started moving on from there. And they were on the Ravens 2001 Super Bowl or 2000 Super Bowl team. They gave him a ring for like being a part of the, you know, the docs on the staff. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Which is pretty always, you know, it was kind of cool to see that as a little kid.
Yeah.
Definitely made me want to move into this profession.
So has your dad and or have you, do you guys get to travel at some point with some athletes, like actually go to the sporting events and maybe treat somebody on site? Is that a thing? I don't know.
We travel a lot. That's why a lot of people ask, like, do you guys work on weekends? And we say, no, we save that for either athletes coming in or we travel out to see athletes. So, when I was working in Atlanta, I actually was interning and working for the Falcons chiropractor. And then when we moved to Colorado, I was working with our office, took care of the Broncos, Rockies, and Nuggets, as well as were the team docs for the Muscle Farm UFC team. So it was a chance for me to be able to say, like, I was able to go out and do it on my own before I kind of moved in and practiced here with my dad. So.
But you also train not just professional athletes. You guys do train young athletes, middle school, high school.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
So we do have a sports performance aspect of the office as well, helping, you know, anybody from junior high all the way up to pros, kind of moving to that next step. But we do take care of in our office. Sports is a specialty, but we take care of anybody from young kids all the way up to senior citizens. We do, you know, normal, regular chiropractic adjustments all the way up to we deal with some functional medicine, trying to help people just live their best life.
That's great. And today on the Stacks, you brought this, you called it an ARP wave system. You hooked me up to this thing. I think I'm light years ahead now as far as my training for the big leagues.
Yeah.
can you tell us a little bit about that?
So the ARP wave neurotherapy is the only electrical stimulation machine on the market that's ever gotten a U.S. patent. So it's very one of a kind. It uses a direct current of electricity. And I know this might be boring for some of the listeners out there, but it's easy to explain. All other electric stim or alternating TENS units that you've been on use an alternating current, which means that it kind of has peaks and valleys. It goes on, turns off. The ARP wave is like jumping into a Ferrari, whereas most of the other stim machines people have been on are like driving a horse and buggy. It can be almost like 2 years worth of exercise for your brain in 15 minutes.
Wow. So I'm like years ahead.
Yeah. You're ready for the Sixers.
I am. I'm ready to play.
I think you got taller since I walked in here.
I did. I grew a few inches. Thanks for noticing.
You're welcome.
but that's really interesting. And, you know, is that something that's used for, people, athletes of all ages? Is it restricted to certain age groups?
No, I mean, it's a type of therapy that can be used on anyone, except for we don't use it with active cancer treatment patients. We don't use it with pregnancy or open wounds. Those are the three that you never use it on, obviously. But anybody, you take it at their speed. So everybody goes at their own pace on the machine. Obviously, you're trying to push someone so that they can rehab and get back to normal life as fast as possible. But everybody has a different tolerance to how quickly they can handle a machine and all our other therapies that go along with that type of therapy in the office.
And it's used to treat injuries such as?
Oh man, everything. Everything from, you know, post-operative surgery to the acute strain or pull of a muscle. It helps, new research shows that it's actually helped increase speed up time of actual fractures. So right now we have somebody in the office with a fractured arm, and it's speeding up his recovery process without actually having to do anything. So it's just allowing the body to heal itself at a more rapid pace without having to put him through basically letting the muscle waste away.
That's great. And you said this system is one of the only or one of the few on the East Coast that you guys have it right here.
Yeah. I mean, I there's not many people that use the machine or, you know, actually know how to use it, like how long we've been doing it for about 15 years. So I've been around, you know, basically interning at my dad's office since I was a teenager.
Yeah.
But he's definitely been on the forefront of technology and what's new to help his patients for years.
That's great. And you know what, you know, that obviously, you know, it's a specialty, you know, treating, you know, the sports industry, is you and your dad, obviously you do the same thing. You guys both still treat all types of patients,
yeah.
But would you say that the sports the sports is your specialty and what sets you apart?
Sports is definitely the specialty in the sense of, we like to say that we're not the typical chiropractor. So there are a lot of people who have misconceptions about chiropractic because of, they think that, you know, the big pops and cracks are going to hurt somebody, and adjustments, it's helpful. It's beneficial because it helps mobilize a joint. But what we're different is we move it as nerve, muscle, bone. So you have to think of it, the brain handles everything in the body, just curling your arm to blinking your eyes. So you have to think of it as if we stimulate that brain to send a signal, like a light bulb, basically down from a wire,
okay,
at a more rapid pace, we're keeping that muscle basically at a faster pace. It's able to absorb force so that your body doesn't break down. So injuries are much more less likely.
Okay.
So
can you give me, what's been your greatest success story without breaking any HIPAA laws, I guess they would say.
Oh man.
Either whether it was through this ARP wave system or anything else. I mean, what's a story that you can share that has really helped somebody?
Well, I could definitely say I've seen some pretty crazy stuff in every aspect of my work kind of resume. The ARP wave, what I've seen it do, I've seen it help people that were in walkers or wheelchairs start walking again, which sounds like, how is that possible?
That sounds crazy.
If that nerve signal isn't cut, you can stimulate it again. It can start to work. It just has to be it's hibernating. You have to wake it up.
Okay.
So we've had a patient, she broke her neck in a gymnastics injury, and now she's back to walking without a walker. We kind of said, you shouldn't go back to gymnastics, maybe.
Sure.
But she has been incredible. Now, she's incredibly strong and tough, but she put in all the hard work for it. We've seen post-operative ACL tears, kids back to running at a full speed in under 12 weeks, laterally cutting and jumping, and their surgeons being kind of shocked as to how quickly they'll be able to rehab back.
And prior to this technology, so you said 12 weeks with this new technology. Mm-hmm. So prior to this, you know, how long would it take the average person to recover? Because I think it's important to put this fact out there.
So the normal is about 9 to 12 months.
9 to 12 months.
That's a long time. Surgeons are always going to err on the side of caution, which is smart to make sure that the athlete is ready to go back so that the graft and the injury is fully healed. But neurologically, they're prepared. Muscle hasn't atrophied. They're prepared to start exercising and continue strengthening so that the injury doesn't occur again.
Wow. Okay. That's a big difference in time. That's really impressive.
It's definitely, at times people are kind of like, that's impossible. No way. But
it's true.
It happens a lot.
How many people have you say that you guys have treated with that and successful and been successful at it?
Everyone.
Wow.
To be honest. Everyone that has gone through that type of therapy,
it's worked.
Yeah. It may be maybe a week or more extra at times or a little bit less, but it all depends. I typically even full knee reconstruct, people who have knee replacements, totally back to normal, you know, no aches, no pains, muscles are back to turning on and firing properly. So it's exciting to be part of that team for them.
Yeah. And, you know, I just want to kind of go back to one thing that you said about, you know, a lot of people, you're not the typical chiropractor.
Right.
And I honestly, you know, we grew up in the same hometown. We never really knew each other up until recently. However,
right.
I have to say, I never knew this about your family practice, and I'm highly impressed by it.
Well, and, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, but I think it's really a really interesting point that I want to drive home. Is that you guys are right here in NEPA and you guys have this technology and you guys are treating these athletes from all over the world,
right,
and just your average person, not even an athlete. I mean, I just think that it's so cool that you guys can do this right here and you're 2 miles from me.
Well, I appreciate that. I attribute everything back to my dad staying ahead of, he always being on new cutting edge research technology, even at times where it's like, hey, let's take a break and just watch something on TV. But we've always been trying to be on that forefront to help people because the world right now, everything's at your fingertips. So there are so many patients who come in every day and say hey, I read this. What do you think about this? And I have to say a lot of times you got to give me a day to catch up to that and we can talk about it tomorrow, but it's fun.
That kind of leads me to my next question. So what do you, how do you, you know, come up with new ways of treating patients? Like, what, you know, you kind of just touched on a little bit, but like, do people come to you with ideas? Do you guys, I don't know, go to different places around the country to learn about this? Like, I don't know, you tell me.
So we have to maintain like continuing education credits every 2 years. All doctors have to do that just to keep up with their credentials. Okay. But it's always just looking for something new and different. And there are a lot of times we watch, or, you know, you learn something. It's like, always do it with an open mind. Like, okay, can this be beneficial? Do I believe in all of it? Yes or no. But it's just what will work and actually get results for somebody. Because there's a lot of things that are great, but sometimes they don't work for everybody. And that's the difference. Like, even the ARP wave for certain injuries, it'll definitely help, but there's certain little things that might be lingering that you have to do what we do manually, either with our certain type of soft tissue manipulation that we do, or adjustments, or, you know, actual exercise. I mean, that's our number one prescription that we give out, is just exercise. Stay healthy and eat well.
It's true.
Keep down on the chicken wings and pizza around here, even though it's kind of difficult at times, but
it is. It definitely is, but great advice for sure. And you know, what do you see in the future for Conway Clinic? Like, what, your dad, I don't know if he's probably maybe near retirement age, maybe, you know, I know he probably is, but you know, is he planning on sticking around for a while? Like, what do you see the future of Conway Clinic?
Well, I don't think he'll ever retire. I think he wants to work forever, because he's definitely decreasing his time, because he wants a little more rest, because it can be a grind in the office, because it's not like a hospital where, you know, there's always a patient base coming in. You have to be able to market and show people, like you said, like, you grew up here and you never knew that this was around.
Right.
It's all about trying to get that out to the public. Like, you know, there's other ways of helping. So, and there are, the new style of healthcare is great in that multifaceted practices are the best. Trying to get to see multiple people will always help you. Physical therapy helps for exercise, you know, chiropractic helps with certain things. So does conventional medicine. So it's just what works for that person. But the future of Conway Clinic is pretty exciting right now, with all the new research and technology that keeps coming out. Is just trying to stay on top of it. We have some pretty big news coming out in 2020, but I
can't tell us right now.
I can't tell you right now.
Can you give us a hint?
It's something that's not around here at all.
Okay.
And it's bringing a big city feel to our community in this area to help people more.
To Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. So we're really excited about what's going to be coming out. So
sometime this year?
Sometime soon.
How soon?
Can't tell you that yet, but I'm not sure. No, right. It's definitely in 2020, but it's coming up soon.
That's exciting. Well, congratulations on that. Yeah. And I look forward to hearing about that. How can someone find out, like, what it's gonna be? How are we gonna know?
So you can go to our website, obviously, at conwayclinic.com. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
That was my next question, yep. Actually. How does somebody find out about Conway Clinic?
So, yeah, our website, social media. You can also, you know, follow us on LinkedIn and all of our doctor reviews as well, Google. We're pretty much trying to be everywhere, try to show people that there's, you know, we can help.
So you'll announce this awesome new thing coming?
Yeah, hopefully soon.
Okay, on social media?
On social media.
So people should go on there and follow you?
Yes.
Right now?
Follow us at Conway Clinic.
That's great. Instagram, you guys are on Instagram.
Yeah, we're on Facebook. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I think that's, you know, LinkedIn.
Yeah, you're on LinkedIn?
Yeah. Both doctors are on LinkedIn. But
okay, cool. I like LinkedIn. I think LinkedIn is a really good space. And I think you as a chiropractor, I think it'd be interesting to, you know, for someone like you to post content on there, because, like, to be honest, like, I'm very active on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I see a whole lot of, you know, maybe I'm just not connected to the right people. I don't know. But, you know, I think it's a great space to share content and information, and especially someone like you who, like I said before this conversation, I had no idea you guys did that here in NEPA. And I think LinkedIn could be a really useful tool for you to get that information out there.
It's definitely something that we're interacting a lot more on. My wife does marketing for a global outsourcing company, and she handles the entire United States for their company. So she has definitely shown me a lot more about, you know, hey, not just let's do marketing, and actually understanding what it takes.
Yeah, what goes into it.
To, you know, how LinkedIn can get out to, like you've said, different people are following us on certain things.
Yeah.
So we're trying to hit all of those demographics of people to help show them.
Yeah. And I think it's just the content itself would be interesting. I would genuinely be interested to see like your content on there. Like I would. And I think a lot of people would.
Right.
And I think just, you know, a lot of times we don't think that about ourselves because like you're just going about your every day and in your mind, you're like, well, this is what I do every day. It's not interesting to me, but it's interesting to other people.
Like you said before, printing, I don't know anything about it, but I think it's incredibly, it's so interesting what you guys are doing, how many clients you're seeing, how far you can reach with it. But like you said, it's something you do every day. So
right, yeah.
When I go into the office, you almost become numb at, yeah, it's terrible to say that, but
no, you do.
You just get in that groove of you thinking we can help you. And the only problem with us at times is posting content is, HIPAA has a lot of different things for us.
You have some restrictions.
Whereas like certain other people who post things on social media, they have a little more free rein because that doesn't hold them back.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. True. Very true. So you guys are located right here in Kingston.
Yes.
And
yeah, we're at 540 Pierce Street in Kingston, right by the staple of Pierce Street Forever, which was McCarthy Tires. So.
Right.
Which has been around for a long time too.
And the Arby's.
And the Arby's.
And the Arby's, right? It's right,
and,
right
there. Yeah, across the street from Enterprise.
Some good landmarks there for sure.
Yeah.
Malcolm, is there anything that I didn't ask you that, you know, you want to either ask me or just talk about, whether it's about you, anything at all? Is there anything I just want to, you know, one last opportunity to put it out there?
Yeah, great. Well, much like us having a family business for, you know, many years here, you guys have had a business going for about, you know, four generations. What would you give advice to somebody starting a business in Northeast PA right now in 2020?
You ready for this? Start a podcast.
Nice. That was good. Yeah.
No, seriously though. I've been toying around with starting a podcast for like a couple years now, and I've talked about it with a lot of close friends of mine and family, and everyone just kept saying, do it. And I didn't do it partially because it's a lot of time and a little bit of money investment up front. And, but honestly, I think out of the box marketing and just doing something different. I always try to do different things in all aspects of, you know, my business and marketing and just being totally different, which is kind of going back to what I said about as far as like you, like maybe posting on LinkedIn, like that I think would be huge for you and for your business because people don't like, you don't think it's interesting, but other people do.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the whole point. Like this whole On the Stacks podcast thing, it all just started kind of as a mistake. And yeah, seriously, like the whole thing, it's crazy how it all started, but it did. And we're here. So I think to answer the question, you know, how to, you know, promote your business or whatever it is, I think, just being different, out of the box thinking, totally out of the box marketing, and just it gets people's attention. And I think I have some people's attention right now.
Absolutely.
With this whole On the Stacks thing.
I'm honored to be a guest on the podcast. So I was really excited.
I appreciate you coming.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I know I know it's been a long time coming. I know you and I we've been back and forth forever about having you come in, and I'm kind of glad that me and you got delayed because if we would have set something up months ago, you wouldn't even be on the podcast because the podcast is so new. We're only on episode 2.
Yeah, I would have just been On the Stacks on Instagram.
Yeah.
Now I'm, you know, I'm part of the whole start of this.
Your voice
crazy
is going to be out
so
there for millions.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe not millions, but one day, maybe one day. But no,
I've got faith.
I appreciate you reaching out and being part of this. And
yeah, thank you.
Is there anything else that you want people to know about Conway Clinic? How you can help new patients? Are you guys accepting new patients?
We are accepting new patients. We're always trying to get new patients to come in and actually see what we're doing, understand our process, how it's a little bit different, and how we can actually help them achieve their goals in different ways. I definitely say that now being a father, life has changed for the better in that understanding even more patience and trying to help people guide them through like this new process that they're going through with their injury. It definitely helps with seeing people that in that way.
So if somebody wants to become a new patient at your practice, what do they need to do?
The easiest way would be you can either call the office to actually schedule an appointment. You can schedule online.
What's the phone number?
It's 570-287-7070. Or you can always email us at info@conwayclinic.com to go over it. And then, you know, we also work with Facebook and everything else with kind of seeing patients that way too.
Great. All right. Well, I think we're getting ready to wrap it up here. I'll give you maybe one last, if there's anything else, you know, let me know. Otherwise I think we're going to call it a night here.
Yeah. I mean, I just, you know, couldn't do any of this without our whole team at our office. That makes everything go smoothly on a daily basis, because it can be pretty hectic working in an environment where there's so many moving parts. So we pride ourselves on timeliness, cleanliness, and, you know, really helping people with that. And also a good shout out to my wife,
Madison
Conway, who helps keep me on track and keeps the ship running every day. And
the wives are important.
Yeah, man, if it weren't for her, I don't know what I would be doing.
Where would you be?
I'd be lost. So,
well, shout out to Madison for sure. And that's great. I really enjoyed learning about you and your family practice. It's very impressive.
Thank you.
I just, you know, want to repeat again that, you know, the patients that you guys treat from all over the world, it's incredible. I never knew it existed. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're able to tell the story. I can help you share the story. So I think we're going to wrap it up there. Malcolm Conway on the Stacks podcast from Conway Clinic.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
If you'd like to learn more about the On the Stacks podcast, be sure to search the hashtag On the Stacks on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and leave a review. We'll catch you next time on the Stacks.